T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael, you had some powerful words up there today. As an abuse survivor, you continually are calling for more change within the diocese, and you're naming two folks who are left there.
Yes. People who've been there for decades, who knew about the abuse, they knew what was going on. The Archbishop Gross and Terry Connors, both of them have been there for decades, and they've known about it. People like that need to go. They're hurting the diocese. How can the diocese heal if you still have the old guard in there doing the old playbook? So people like that need to step out.
You're sitting right next to the apostolic administrator, Bishop Scharfenberger. Your initial thoughts. You had some thoughts up on the podium.
The man truly is sincere. Talking with him, it's like talking to my grandfather. I mean, he really, me and him discuss like everything. He wants to, you know, meet with me one-on-one, see what we can do as far as coming up with ideas to help survivors heal and what they can do. The biggest thing is a trust issue. And with that, I think drastic changes needed to be done in the diocese, which he understands and agrees with. So let's see, you know, if he's a man of words. I told him that, you know, they give us a list of, 100 qualities that you want in the bishop. What I told him was, I'm old school. You look a man in the eye, you give him a handshake, and a man's only as good as his word. So with that being said, that's what he did. He shook my hand, looked me in the eye, and said, we will do this together and we will change this. So he's a man, if he's a man of his word, like I say, I look for a brighter future for the diocese.
A lot of deep discussion here, and difficult discussion, talking about bankruptcy.
Yes.
That seems to be inevitable. Your thoughts on that?
I knew it was going to happen. I just, you know, that's the politics and that's everything that plays into, you know, everything, but it was inevitable. It was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. So let's see, you know, if it's fair to us survivors.
A standing ovation for you as you left the stage and you greeted Bishop Scharfenberger. And I think everybody in attendance very moved when you said the words, I forgive you, Norbert Orsulitz. That can't be easy to say.
It's not. But if you have, like, I've never lost my faith. But if you believe in your faith and you believe in your God strong enough, God tells you to forgive. So I forgive him. A lot of survivors don't like me for doing that. They can't understand how I can do that. But I believe in my God. I never lost my faith. I just didn't need the man on the stage telling me how to talk to my God. So that being said, I forgive Horst. That's one day after this is all said and done, to meet with him face to face so I can tell him to his face that I forgive him. And let him take that to his grave, wondering why one abused victim forgave him. It'll be worth it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.